Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. New York Republican George Santos is out on bond after pleading not guilty to 13 federal charges today, including wire fraud, money laundering, and lying to Congress. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on what that means.
The feds are alleging here is that this congressman fleeced his donors and fleeced taxpayers, using donor money to enrich his own personal shopping and his own personal life, and took tax money he wasn't entitled to by accepting or seeking unemployment benefits, federally subsidized through taxpayer money, even though he was employed and earning an income.
But Santos has vowed to clear his name.
Now I'm going to have to go and fight to defend myself. The reality is it's a witch hunt.
He also refuses to resign. Migrants are gathering along the southern border now ahead of Title 42's expiration tomorrow. That's when new regulations go into effect that would disqualify migrants from asylum unless they request refugee status in another country along the way. Pastor Mike Smith has been welcoming them in Brownsville.
Because of that uncertainty, people that are on the Mexican side of the border, some of them are choosing to stay and wait, and some of them are choosing to, no, let's go now, because we don't know if it's going to get worse.
Till then, Border Patrol's getting back up. President Biden is slamming Republicans who he says need to get on board and raise the debt ceiling.
They're literally, not figuratively, holding the economy hostage by threatening to default on our nation's debt.
Mr. Biden's in New York today. He says the consequences of not taking any action could threaten livelihoods and destroy the U.S. economy. Florida's making what some are now calling chilling changes to school textbooks. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The Florida Department of Education has released the initial list of social studies textbooks it approved and rejected for the upcoming school year, including approving a book where the publisher removed references to racism, police brutality, and the murder of George Floyd.
An FDA panel says birth control pills should be sold without a prescription. They voted unanimously today, which paves the way for the pill to be sold over the counter for the first time ever. The FDA is expected to make a decision on the drug later this summer.
I'm gonna need some
Morgan Wallen just canceled the next 6 weeks' worth of shows on his tour. He said he wasn't feeling well after performing a show in Florida, and he got checked out. Turns out the country star was diagnosed with vocal fold trauma and needs to rest his voice. If he doesn't, doctors say he could cause permanent damage. Wallen has not mentioned when or if he plans to reschedule any of those missed shows. This is CBS News.
No fees or minimums and no overdraft fees are another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
DQ presents The Sound of Summer Calling.
Hey, it's me, Summer. I know you're busy with Beach Day's Little League games and all the other fun in the sun, but you gotta get to DQ ASAP, pronto, right now. The new Summer Blizzard menu is here, and it brought 5 iconic summer flavors, like new peanut butter puppy chow and s'mores. Oh yeah, it's back. Oh, that's my other line. Everyone is pumped about this new DQ Summer Blizzard menu. I gotta go. See ya, DQ.
Get it in the app. DQ. Happy tastes good.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, May 11th. In Wood County, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 at the ADRC CW in Wisconsin Rapids. The board meeting will follow at 9:30. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 9 a.m. by teleconference. The PACE Commission will meet at 11 by teleconference. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. and the Public Works Committee meeting will be at 5. The Central Oaks Academy Governance Board meeting will take place at 2 over Zoom. In Portage County, the Park Commission will meet at 5. The Diversity Affairs and Inclusiveness Committee will meet at 5, and the Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 7. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4:30, and the City Council meeting will begin at 5. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 52. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 80. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to about 56. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Cooler Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. To the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. I got Natco.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be with you.
Let me jump in here, Crudy, while you get your headphones squared away there. Lots of national reporting on this very, very big news story. As the Washington Post writes, Aaron Blake, turns out the congressman who engaged in a bunch of easily disapprovable biographical lies might have engaged in a bunch of easily provable financial crimes. That's one of the biggest lessons from the newly unsealed indictment of Rep. George Santos, whose arrest Wednesday morning has long seemed more like a matter of when and for which things than if. Santos was indicted on 13 counts, 8 related to an allegedly fraudulent campaign finance scheme, 3 related to alleged unemployment fraud, and 2 for allegedly fraudulent statements to Congress on his personal financial disclosures. The Justice Department says he faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. Aaron Blake breaks down the counts. Bear with me here. Counts 1 through 8, as Blake reports. The indictment describes Santos's personal communications instructing an associate to falsely tell prospective donors that Santos's company was a 501c4 nonprofit or an independent expenditure committee that was solely devoted to electing him to Congress and would help run TV ads. Two separate $25,000 contributions to the company were then transferred to Santos's bank accounts, the indictment says, and he used the money for personal debts and luxury designer clothing. It says the money was not used for TV ads or any other independent expenditures. Among the Santos's communications cited, in a September 2022 text, he told the associate that the company was a small C4, which existed just to help the race. In addition, a solicitation to a donor in October of 22 included an attachment saying the company was created for the singular purpose to support that candidate, George Santos, and was dedicated all its resources to the campaign. The indictment says Santos personally approved the attachment. Later, Santos allegedly texted the donor directly while claiming that the money would be spent on TV ads. The unemployment fraud. Oh, little echo there. Counts 9 through 11, there we go, unemployment fraud. Santos allegedly applied for and received about $25,000 in unemployment insurance benefits under the Pandemic-era CARES Act. For 10 months in 20 and 21, he claimed to have been unemployed since March of 20. In fact, the indictment alleges he was drawing an estimated $120,000 salary as a regional director of a Florida-based investment firm. It says his bank account shows regular deposits from the firm, except for one two-month period, and accounts 12 and 13 lying to Congress. We have some of the sound, so if we have a chance here with Evan, we will get to it. And we'll take your calls as well, 844-967-2789. But let's hear, starting with cut number 10, George Santos. Oh, go ahead, Crudy.
Well, I just want to see if I was able to talk, and it appears I can. I just want to say, right, I listened to this live, so you didn't have to, Dom.
Thank you, Michael. Let's hear it, Evan. If you're ready, let's play cut 10. George Santos indicted, complying.
We have an indictment. We have the information that the government wants to come after me on, and I'm going to comply. I've been complying throughout this entire process. I have no desire not to comply at this point.
I mean, what are you going to do, run to Brazil? Oh, that's right. I think they took his passport.
They did, in fact, take his passport. He did ask for permission, my understanding, to campaign, Dom, because he assured the assembled press today he's absolutely running for re-election.
Oh, so we have a person who is in office and is running a campaign. So should then, if he runs for office again in 2024, as Donald Trump is, should a pause be put on the DOJ indictment investigation prosecution of him on these fraud charges, and or would that be just beyond the pale?
Do you remember here in the state of Wisconsin where you couldn't, like, I forget what you couldn't do. You couldn't do something to a legislator as long as they stayed in session, so they never left session, ever. Like, you couldn't indict them as long as they were in session, so they never left session.
That always working.
Slightly hyperbolic take on it, Don, but George Santos, never hyperbolic, this guy.
No, none whatsoever.
Let's play cut 11. Witch hunt!
It's a witch hunt. Because it makes no sense that in 4 months, 4 months, 5 months, I'm indicted.
And then he went on immediately. He went on like a CJ-like tirade, just pivoted immediately to crapping on the Bidens. Like, they've been corrupt for years, and they haven't been indicted. And here, I've only been at it for 4 or 5 months, and lickety-split, boom, you got me. I think it was the timing of how rapidly his noose tightened. That was the problem. More from George Santos. He's going to fight.
I'm going to fight the witch hunt. I'm going to take care of clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
Don't they all?
Famous
Can't
last
wait for my
words.
Day in court, right.
I'll be vindicated fully. I feel quite confident. Cut number lucky 13, George Santos. Again, he's fighting his battle, Tom.
I'm going to fight my battle. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to fight the witch hunt. I'm going to take care of clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
Very similar to the prayer quote. When you say it twice, it means more.
Yes, you say it with conviction, it must be true.
More from George Santos, the recently indicted Republican congressman, and how proud they all must be of him, Dom, because he's going to prove himself. 14.
I will prove myself innocent, and then we'll move from there, and re-election is a very far time away.
They asked him if he's running for re-election. He also said something to the effect, well, that's not up to me, it's up to the voters.
No, it is up to you to run for re-election, but it may not be up to you if you're sitting in a jail cell somewhere.
Well, Dom, he does have the presumption of innocence, does he not? Although, if you've ever heard him talk, you know he did most of this stuff. Cut number 15, please.
I think this is about innocent until proven guilty. This starts, I have my right to fight to prove my innocence, as the government has the right to fight to try to find me guilty in whatever charge.
Yeah.
I like that he gives balance to the government when, and it's their job to prove that I did what I did.
And you do have the right, certainly, innocent until proven guilty in the court of law, but in the court of public opinion, dude, you are a huckster, a shyster. You are a con man. You are a liar. You are mega. You are a Republican.
I also, you know, he makes it sound like it's a jump ball. You know, like they're just throwing it up and prosecutors, well, it's a close call, but, you know, they're going to fight for their side and I'm going to fight for mine, right? Yeah, like yeah, the ball's yeah. in the middle. That's not how federal prosecutors work. There is a strong, clear preponderance of evidence that they could lay out in the indictment format before they ever got this far. They don't, you know, hope and play the money line, Dom. That's just not how prosecutors do it.
No. They have a very good record of conviction, especially for these particular kinds of crimes. And there's a paper trail for much of this. Let's keep going. I believe we're on cut number 16, please, Evan.
I do my best to be a positive person. Life is already as bad as it gets out there.
Moving.
So I'm fine.
You believe
I'm good.
You're innocent.
I believe I'm innocent.
People asked him, you seem stressed. You seem stressed in court. Well, no, I thought I did a good job of, you know, dealing with the stress and hiding the stress. But, you know, my first time in a circumstance like this, I was thinking, first time. More from newly indicted Republican Congressman George Santos. He's running for re-election. He'll take your money, you know, call him at the pledge line. Again, Dom, he's going to keep fighting.
I'm going to keep fighting for what I believe in. I'm going to keep fighting to represent my district. I'm going to keep fighting to deliver results. And now I have to keep fighting to deliver, to defend my innocence. And I'm going to do that.
Yeah, he sounds a little jacked up for sure.
Cut number 18. Let's put a bow on it. Indicted Congressman George Santos. Elections are tricky.
Elections are very tricky, and it's up to the people. I trust them to decide what's best.
But they got it wrong the last time because they elected you, sir. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak in the good CJ from Beaver Dam. How you been, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
Oh, no. Now he's going to get a bad name by not being ready on the phones. You ready, CJ?
There he is. I hear you. It's CJ. You're on the air.
Come on, man. Turn on the radio and talk to us, fella.
All right, let's move along. Move
now,
along.
Now
move
he's
along.
The bad CJ.
You can't have two bad CJs.
Can't you?
Bad and better.
Remember when Gary called us way back in the day and chastised us for not taking the show the way Gary wanted us to take it?
Oh, Gary!
That kind of became a thing for like years.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Gary? We don't hear from him anymore.
844-967-2789. Now with less Gary, but it's sad. We'd take your calls, Gary. What's this?
I don't think you like the clips we kept playing all the time when he would call.
Why do I keep losing?
What are we playing? Ebone, what's this?
Stay right there. We coming right now.
Really hard, but we just walk.
We got tricky.
Elections are a little bit tricky.
Oh, okay. What? Remember when we did Run DMC, Mary, Mary, why you bugging for Mary Burke, candidate Mary Burke? She looked at us quizzically, almost as if she didn't know the Run DMC classic, Dom.
It's a classic, Mary.
Come back with us. We're aging. We're soon to be classics, Dom. You know, right now, we're just like old used cars, but if you wait long enough, then you can slap
back
the
around.
Classic plates on like your old
right,
caddy,
baby.
Buddy.
We're retro, baby. We're not old.
Drop the top. Sing out loud. Come back, call the devil's advocates, 844-96-PARTY.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility, you have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Support your local veterans organizations, the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2534, and Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101 by participating in their Brat Fry at Quality Foods, 1021 West Grand Avenue from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on May 13th. Join Dr. Sebastian Zamfir from UW-Stevens Point, who will share a presentation on astronomy followed by a unique stargazing experience using the latest optical technology at the Stanton W. Meade Wildlife Area from 8:30 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, June 13th. It's free and open to the public, and no registration is required.
Spring has sprung into active living fever. Why walk alone? Visit the Southwood County Humane Society and find someone who will help you reach your daily steps. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Current Technologies and Kohler Generators. When the lights go out, your generator turns on. Don't be left in the dark. Call 715-887-4444 today. Thank you to all of our great supporters.
Trying to lose weight and get healthy naturally? Stoiber Healthcare can help.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 8 weeks eating real food without dangerous drugs or exercise. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for a free consultation today.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Yeah!
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin Uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Should we get back to the phones? Try it one more time. CJ, the good CJ from Beaver Dam, Dodge County.
I don't believe it.
Hi, guys.
CJ, you're going to get a bad reputation if you're not ready for us, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. My 92-year-old Korean veteran father was needing some attention.
Ah, for sure, man. No worries.
It couldn't have just been you had us on mute or something, right, CJ? That wasn't what happened?
No.
Fair enough. I tease.
I had to go down. So, I'm actually disparaged or perplexed, or I don't know what the right word for it is. I spent 11 years, 9 months, and 19 days of my life defending freedoms of people on the left, people on the right, people in the middle, and yet they distract so much, or try to distract, from an individual I could care less about because they have never sat in office. I'm pretty sure you put two and two together and figure out who I'm talking about.
You're talking about Hunter, just so I'm clear, CJ?
Yes, exactly. And we've got homeless veterans on the street. The Republicans cut $1.2 million out of Evers budget, or are attempting to. I'm just so disparaged at why did I spend that time in my life not going straight to college, get an education, and not even give a hoots about anything else that I could improve society on. People sit home and wonder, oh, Hunter Biden, wonder what he's up to today.
Nobody's thinking that.
He's never been in office.
Maybe your alter ego, CJ, might be thinking that, but... You know, first and foremost, don't be discouraged or disparaged or anything else. You served your country honorably, or I suspect you did. You seem quite proud of that service history. I am certainly proud of the country I served.
Wow.
And just because your country is flawed, my wife is flawed. My best friend is flawed. My dogs are certainly flawed. I look in the mirror, damn near perfection, but still flaws. We're all flawed human beings, CJ, but, you know, guys like you can only try to make it a better society. Each and every one of us have our own obligation to do the best we can, man. We can't account for the other dude.
Yeah, but my question, guys, is why do they keep kicking a dead horse? The dead horse is...
Because they're trying to tarnish the father, because it's all about politics. You know that, CJ, because...
Yeah, but there is no benefit for the other guy to get any kind of funds for kicking a dead horse, unless we need to open Mark Polka and say, hey, open an investigation on the other guy.
Well, CJ...
Through my underwear drawer, and I'll tell you what color they are.
CJ, my greater concern right now is through the debt ceiling, and apparently we're now negotiating this. Now we're being held hostage by the Republicans, and as part of what they want, that they want effectively veterans-level cuts. And the last time I saw our Congressman Mark Pocan, he was very incensed about the fact that this Republican proposition is really a stick in the eye to the veterans. And the money and absolutely the programs they need, and then Republicans continuously come out and say, no, we're not cutting the veterans' benefits. That's not what's really in there. But, of course, it is, CJ.
I don't know if you guys caught this on the news, but apparently George Santos's attorneys are going to use leverage on the defense, but or on the budget that they're having a stalemate on, as to reduce his charges.
Hmm.
I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
Well, that's kind of
lesser charges so that he can have a vote in the Senate.
Well, he's in the Congress, CJ. That is kind of effectively what Jim Jordan's trying to do to Alvin Bragg and the case of the criminal indictments against Donald Trump in the Manhattan DA's office. Effectively, Jordan's trying to use the U.S. Congress as a shield for the former president, besmirch the current prosecutor, and of course, muddle the case or make the case unprosecutable if possible. That seems to be their goal. I mean, CJ, someone said to me the other day, you know, maybe you guys should take the summer off, be a little less political during the summer. I said, you know, I listen to radio out market around the state. Nobody's taking the summer off. The other side, they're not taking the summer off.
Right.
844-967-2789. And to hear them tell it, Joe Biden is the most corrupt guy ever.
Well, and of
but
course,
they can look right past Trump when they say
well, that's
it.
That's the thing. That's why, and I think specifically, CJ, that's why the Republicans are doing it. They know what cards they're holding. They know what their team has done. And so it's this projection or gaslighting, whatever you want to call it, and they'll apply it to Joe Biden. Hey, look what Joe Biden's doing. Never looking, of course, at their own, as we discussed with the bad CJ. But if I can just address, and I haven't heard that specifically, good CJ, that the attorneys for George Santos might try to what? Somehow convince the federal prosecutors in the Eastern District?
No, defund the investigation. Effectively, that's a threat that's been used, perhaps not by... I mean, why not if you're George Santos's team? Why not make big threats? But effectively, there are threats going on. That whole defund the FBI effort is to defang the investigation into Donald Trump. But why wouldn't George Santos want to hop on those coattails? Defund the FBI. They investigated and the DOJ is charging me. Time to shut it down, right?
So defund the police is the new Republican mantra? I mean,
are you
kidding me?
Cancel culture witch hunt.
That is going nowhere. I mean, literally, come on, man. That is going nowhere.
Well, it's going to court. Today, George Santos went
he's
in for a raid
on just on the charges. Come on, man! Money laundering, misleading donors, falsely claiming unemployment benefits, and that doesn't even get into the situation. Like, hey, who funded this guy's campaign? Who still don't know where the source of money is?
Who funded his $500,000 cash bond? Come back, more devils. It wasn't me or Dom. Okay. We're broke.
A progressive voice. Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Mid-State Technical College fall registration is now open. New classes being offered include metal fabrication and fire service certification. They also have a QuickBooks and Office Essentials certificate, as well as fundamentals of programming. These new programs and certificates are a result of growing demand in the Central Wisconsin community. Mid-State offers a wide variety of flexible, affordable classes, including in-person and online. Classes start August 21st. Where to put the new Justice Center in Portage County is still up in the air. The county board has not come to a decision after multiple weeks of voting. They're trying to decide if the new facility should be downtown or on the edge of the city. The project will cost around $180 million. While people in Stevens Point aren't arguing that a new facility is needed, they want the board to utilize the tax dollars in the most efficient manner to address the needs of the county. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 52. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 80. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to about 56. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Cooler Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
Advocates Radio Show. I'm a little sad for America. It's clearly a witch hunt. The fact that Congressman George Santos has been charged with money laundering and wire fraud and apparently a scheme to defraud on, what, unemployment benefits. Probably was a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Makes me a little sad to be an American, I got to tell you, Dom.
Is that why we're playing that song?
I don't know. I was just working with you.
Okay.
Just trying to roll with the punches today, Dom. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, come on, man.
844-967-2789. The good CJ, the one from Dodge County, Beaver Dam, our preferred CJ, let's put it that way. Here's what he was referencing, the Hunter Biden connection to the big fella, and the fact that Comer, this congressman from Kentucky, is supposed to lay it out today. And I've been looking for press accounts of where's the proof? Where's the beef? But instead, apparently, Dom, we've got another nothing burger. You know, they might lose credibility if they keep crying wolf like this, but
you think?
A bit of brief reporting here. The foreign payments raise questions about Hunter Biden's business activities while his father was vice president, but the committee does not suggest any illegality about the payments from foreign sources. The bank records by themselves also do not indicate the purpose of the payment, the payments were made for, effectively. Comer suggested that Biden may have been improperly influenced by the financial dealings, particularly by his family's foreign business partners, but the latest report does not show any payments made directly to Joe Biden, either as vice president or after leaving office. In response to the new filings put forward by the GOP oversight, White House assistant Ian Sams tweeted, "Seriously, this was debunked literally 4 years ago. This is their new evidence. This is the report. Damn, the report, the Biden report makes no allegations of illegality and really doesn't offer any evidence to connect any of the dots."
The memo
sounds
from
really bad when we use this tone.
The memo, special assistant to the president and White House oversight spokesperson, quote, "Long pattern of making absurd claims about the president, using baseless claims, personal attacks, and innuendo to try to score political points. Comer keeps insisting he will provide evidence, but it hasn't stopped him from a cascading barrage of innuendo and insinuations in the meantime. Today's so-called revelations are retread, repackaged misstatements of perfectly proper meetings and business by private citizens," Abby Lau, counsel for Hunter Biden, said, called on Comer to investigate the former President Trump's family's business dealing. Yeah, of course, that makes sense.
So proud to be an American today. 844-967-2789. Yes, sir.
Before we get to the callers, I want to just throw this out there, and I think I may have mentioned it earlier. Some of the conversation has been, and we've talked with our friend James Santel. He couldn't make it today, but he will join us Friday at the 5 o'clock happy hour, former U.S. attorney. Talking about running out the clock. You know, of course, there's an election coming up with Trump, and certainly with now with George Santos, right? Does it seem reasonable or totally unreasonable that either Santos or Donald Trump, who are now who've been charged and indicted, and of course Trump has many more coming between now and then, presumably, that those investigations and those prosecutions would stop because they're in the midst of a election cycle?
Not against a sitting U.S. congressman, not when the allegations are effectively wire fraud and money laundering in the last elective cycle. I think that Donald Trump's investigation far more likely to be delayed or stopped, if you will, because of the presidential campaign and the whole stupid memo, Office of Legal Management memo.
But he's not, but that only applies to a sitting president. He's not.
But there's still a certain unwritten rule. We've talked about this with Jim and others that you get within 60 days of the election. If you get into the general elective cycle, if Trump is your nominee, and I think he's going to be.
Santos is the nominee. Both Trump and Santos are the nominees. Explain to me why you would make a differentiation between those two candidates. I mean, hell, right now, at least Santos is in office.
Well, Santos doesn't have any executive privilege claims.
Nor does Trump.
Well, it doesn't mean Trump's not going to delay.
Well, so is Santos. I mean, they're both going to try to delay. But my point is, do you think, what is it about? You seem to insinuate that, yes, Trump would get special treatment, that perhaps Santos won't while they're both running for office.
Clearly he already has.
While they're both running for office.
Well, Trump has already garnered special treatment, Dom, or he'd be in cuffs or in the clink right now, to my opinion. But George Santos, no. I think George Santos will see rapid justice.
What if George Santos decides to run for president? Should he then get the same protections, quote-unquote, the unwritten rule, whatever you're referring to, which I don't know, as Donald Trump? If George Santos, all he has to say, I'm running for president. then does he get the same?
He's got to do something more than that. He's got to win the nomination and get within 60 days of the general election. Then, much like the Comey thing with Hillary Clinton, there could be tampering considered against the FBI or the Department of Justice. Then it smacks of political timing. So you generally would not drop indictments 60 days or less before a general election. You don't want
to. But indictments are already dropped, dude. I mean, they're already there.
But they're not there for Donald Trump yet.
Yes, they are. They're literally, there's.
You're talking about the Manhattan DA, and that's not going to keep him from running for president. And
well, of course, it's not keeping him from running. But the question is, should they be delayed? Should justice be stopped if we get within whatever window you're talking about?
I'm talking about the Department of Justice.
Now and then.
I'm talking about the U.S. Department of Justice, and you can certainly ask Mr. Santel, but we're revisiting history that we've discussed before. There are some unwritten rules at the DOJ. They're not going to come slamming down new indictments against the former president or probably even George Santos within 60 days of a general election if that's the nominee.
Fair enough. Between now and then, there's already indictments.
But Santos has now been federally charged. He will be convicted and probably, I think far more likely, will probably plead guilty to some small, lesser offense. You know how it works. You've watched all the different Law and Order shows. They plead out. In probability, Santos will plead out because he's very, very guilty. And Trump will not because he's got no one to rat out or turn on. I mean, what's he going to throw, Rudy Giuliani under the bus? Trump Jr.? I mean, who's Trump going to rat out? But if you get within 60 days of the general and he is your nominee, I think that makes it very difficult for Jack Smith or Merrick Garland to bring new indictments.
Okay, sure, fair enough. But I would suggest, given the timelines, that whatever indictments are coming from Jack Smith or anybody else, they will drop before 60 days before the 2024 election.
Yeah, but don't be shocked.
So if those are already existing and there's, you know, it's in process, you think that that will just stop? If Trump's
I think we will not see a trial scheduled, though, as a run-up to the general election. I don't think you'll see him go to trial. And quite frankly, if the guy wins, he can pardon himself and George Santos to boot. Isn't that encouraging? Don't mean to disparage you, CJ.
I think you're absolutely wrong. But we'll take the callers. 844-967-2789. Who's up next?
Hey, I might have been wrong about where Ed Gein's from, but again, I blame that on the wife. But I'm not wrong politically very often, my friend. But once or twice in history.
If there's a trial already scheduled prior to the 60-day window that you're talking about, I cannot imagine, under any circumstance, that justice would be stopped.
It will take more than a year to get on the docket for a federal trial.
Because a defendant happens to be running for the presidency, or any office for that matter.
Here's what I would say. It would take more than a year to get on a federal docket to actually take this case to trial. If you don't see indictments drop between now...
More than a year? Why more than a year? I mean, it took Santos 4 months. Long.
I'm not talking about to file indictments. I'm talking about to get to trial. And the fact that either of these men have been indicted, again, there is the presumption of innocence, although I think we all know the difference. But there is the presumption they're given under the U.S. Constitution. So if they're indicted but have not come to trial, have not been convicted, and I think there will be an expedited step. I don't think George Santos is going to get the Trump treatment. I mean, it's taken years. 9/11, January 6th, my bad, happened, over 2 years ago. And there haven't been any charges leveled on the federal level against Donald Trump for incitement, for seditious conspiracy, for any of the above. Hell, for the graft, for the grifting, for the raising of the $250 million on his supporters, which he did not use on legal fees, which is what he represented.
That which is exactly one of the charges that George Santos has been accused of.
You're very astute to notice where I was going with that point.
Know. So this is what I'm saying. So these are not, especially that particular part of it. Now, I get, you know, when you're talking about the mastermind of January 6th and all that, I get that, you know, you get the randoms and you get the Proud Boys and that crew and you work your way up the mob ladder. I totally understand that. But with the money coming in and out of this $250 million or whatever that Trump and his crew raised under fraudulent purposes, it's exactly the same thing as far as I can surmise as what George Santos has just been charged with.
But mathematically, if you're trying to get this guy tried, convicted before the election, before the general, before you're so encroaching upon the time frame, it would smack of political partisanship, or that would be the accusation. It will be either way.
Right.
But you've got to try this guy next summer, Dom. And if you're going to try him next summer, you need to charge him now. I'm looking at you, Jack Smith. I'll hold the day for you. The whole day. If you charge him, we'll celebrate. 844-967-2789. Mike from Cedarburg. Welcome, Mike. What do you got?
Hey, Mike.
Every time I think of our friend Ron DeSantis, there used to be a short track racing legend in the Milwaukee area, Miles the Mouse Melius. And they always used to say, if you want to win, you got to beat the mouse. And it looks like me that DeSantis is getting beat by the mouse.
I could see someone sticking DeSantis into the wall going, Rubin's racing. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Right. No. Favorite song, though, has got to be the Trumpers theme song. Pink Floyd, another brick in the wall. We don't need no education. It's got to be it.
You are quite a clever man, Mike. Thanks for listening from Cedarburg. Let's sneak a few more callers in, like our pal, Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, you know, this morning I'm watching Morning Joe, okay? And everybody's piling on Santos, and, you know, that's the new guy to go to. And this clown from upstate New York, representative that's a constituent of the house of his, he's going on and on, just railing on the guy. And then, you know, old Claire McCaskill brought it right to where it should go. She goes, not a word said about Trump. Nothing. Not a word. I mean, this guy's a pauper next to Trump.
You mean in the grifting and the graft? You know what's interesting? Here's Kevin McCarthy's take.
No, I'm talking about, here's a guy who tried to literally overthrow the government. I'm talking about Trump. Here's a guy that, you know, I admit he's done some horrible stuff, but in comparison, he's nothing.
I don't disagree, Dick. I think the financial crimes even are dwarfed by Donald Trump's $250 million. I mean, he's accused of using like $50,000 in campaign funds on buying suits and a lavish lifestyle. Trump's been doing that since he came down the escalator. 844. Dom, you look like you got something. 844. I'm waiting for you to interrupt while I'm giving the phone number.
It's
844-96-PARTY.
The crimes are similar. I think we kind of just, you know, spoke to some of that. And I'm hoping that because it's taking so long, that that's how serious these charges will be against Donald Trump. So I very much look forward to Jack Smith Day, hell, Fannie Willis Day, imminent charges. Hell, right? It's coming soon near you. 844-967-2789.
I feel like they're edging me, Dom. I'm just being teased. They take me up to the edge of imminent indictments, yet I never get that climax, if you know what I'm saying. Come back with us. I know some love it when I do the, you know, the double entendre stuff. Others less so. 844-96-PARTY. It's a party when you contribute. You better hurry up. We're running out of show.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
A hard-working, fine journalist. I question CNN's judgment on this, and I'll look forward to hopefully reading some highlights in the news media of some hard-ass questions that she posed to the former president. But no, I will not watch that.
Dominic, they describe.
Are you watching it?
The audience, 400 Trump's. Not sycophants.
Sycophants?
Sympathetic.
The
sympathetic audience of 400. The audience for the CNN town hall with Trump will be 400 Republicans and GOP leading independents. So, you know, that brings great confidence. At least all the lone wolves will be in the same room.
Yeah, right.
Not out there, you know, shooting up your outlet malls, at least not this evening during the Trump rally. I am a little disappointed in CNN. I mean, what is to be gained by repairing the relationship with Donald Trump? You know, because he called you fake news, he's suing you for defamation, and you're platforming his presidential campaign. Clearly, it's for fun and profit. It plays both ways. I mean, Trump's using them. And they're clearly using Donald Trump. But it's so transparent, it's a little sickening, Dom.
Well, I agree, but...
What's the but?
He's the leading contender of the GOP. He's in the polls. He's the former president. He's running again, and he's leading in the polls. Is it responsible for every news outlet in the country to simply ignore him?
I don't think you can. History dictates that the man still has great influence over, what, about a third of the country. But that's a majority of the Republican Party, and that's all it takes to win the primary and vaunt himself back in a position where we got to answer questions like, should the Department of Justice worry about dropping indictments too close to the election? And here's the sad part. Depending on whose polling you believe, Joe Biden trails Trump this time.
I don't believe the polls. Fake news polls.
They come from CNN?
Listen, if Trump and Biden are on the same ballot, I don't believe for a minute that Trump wins. Trump doesn't win. Trump is a loser, man.
Let me recall a couple of math problems for you, Dom. I think he won the state of Arizona, talking about Joe Biden, by, what, 11,000 votes in a state of 7 million voters? 7 million people. The state of Wisconsin, 5.8 million. About 3 million plus voters, and the margin of victory is 21,000. A rainy day can change the outcome on an election.
Yeah, but so can history, so can facts, so can an insurrection, so can a liability for sexual battery, so can lots of things change between when he won then and when the election of 2024. So that's a lifetime away politically, but I get what you're saying, but come on, man. You actually think... And I want to be clear, because my understanding, you got Republicans coming up publicly, senators, Cornyn, I think it was. No, he can't win. He can't win. Robin Voss, locally here in the state of Wisconsin, he can't win. Republicans, no.
Wait till he wins the nomination.
And now you think he could win? You think he could win? You think all those Republicans who are saying that?
I think he can win the nomination. I think when it comes down to Election Day, anything can happen. I think it's far more likely Joe Biden would win the rematch. But as you talk about it, it's a political marathon between here and there. Joe could falter on the campaign trail. The Hunter Biden indictments could take him down or some other distraction. I mean, if it was your son, here's the difference. If Don Jr. or, God forbid, Eric got indicted, I don't think the old man loses any sleep. Like, yeah, about time. But if Joe Biden's son, Hunter, were to be indicted, I think emotionally, he's a lot closer to his kids. I think he hugs his kids. I think he might even love his kids. Trump constantly talks about, you know, if you don't love your kids so much.
Maybe they don't get anything when you die.
Is he talking about his own?
I mean, of course he is. Yes.
Line of succession, if you will. Let's get to a couple callers. Jack from Merrimack, how you been? I was in your neck of the woods today, at least briefly. Beautiful hey, Jack. Weather, Jack.
Yeah, it is. It's probably as good as it gets in Wisconsin.
You singing out the window on the radio today? Hopefully you're listening to us, but you singing? Yes, if you were, what song were you singing loud out the radio, out the window?
Oh, I'd probably sing Ain't Misbehavin' in, in honor of Donald Trump, who, of course, this is all a witch hunt for. But more seriously, people don't seem to understand, most of us do understand, but apparently the Republicans pretend not to, that Hunter Biden is not in the administration, regardless of what he does. It should not be any reflection on the administration. Meantime, Trump's kids, actually virtually his whole immediate family, were in that administration, and they couldn't even pass the security check. So now they're going to try to cast some kind of a doubt on Joe Biden via Hunter. This is crazy stupid.
Jack, what if just throwing it out there for devil's advocate's sake, what if there is a link? Is that a political deal killer for Joe Biden's candidacy?
Wait, a link to what?
A link to money flowing through Hunter Biden from foreign sources to the big guy. That is what was alleged, but no evidence offered. But that's continuously what's being implied or stated by John Solomon and others, is that this really is the corruption of Joe Biden and the money flowed through the sun. If that were ever proven, Jack, do we throw Joe Biden out with the bathwater?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. The problem is that Democrats do take this stuff seriously. Republicans, yeah, he could kill somebody on Fifth Avenue and we'd still vote for him.
Here's the answer, Jack. Yes. If that were the case, if Joe Biden were legally implicated and there was strong evidence that he had been the recipient of foreign donor money through his son, either as the vice president, it would look awfully bad. And I think that many of the Democrats would probably want to see a new nominee at the top of the ticket. And that's quite different than 34 criminal indictments, a sexual battery civil liability conviction, effectively. I mean, the Republicans, they're never going to abandon their man. Because to abandon their man, they have to admit that they got it wrong. And they're never going to admit that, Dom. You don't... When's CJ going to say, I got it all wrong, guys? He's never going to do that.
At some point, when the orange man, you can't tell if he's wearing a jumpsuit or if he's just naked, sitting in an 8x10, you know, at some point they will.
They'll be cheering for the pardoning. They'll be waiting for it. He is not a crook. Spiro Agnew got a bum rap.
Bags of cash. We're just doing it all wrong here on the radio, man.
If only we had more influence to peddle.
Right.
Tell some friends. We need a bigger audience. And also, please encourage them to stick around. We've got the Empowered Caregivers tonight at 7 o'clock. We've got Native Roots Radio going out between here and there. And each and every night, we don't talk enough about the Rick Smith Show, 8 to 10 o'clock Central Time. That's live radio. And he's doing it from a labor-centric point of view. So, we got the greatest lineup ever. You listen to the greatest radio show ever. Tomorrow, Bill Press.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248 DE